97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Strutz Stutz, and it's about time for the clean joke of the day. You never know who's going to walk through that door, and my goodness, it's Carla Banks. Carla, hey, how are you?
I'm great, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Let me just tell you, Carla Banks is in charge of all the information for Orange County. I must get 3,000 emails a week from you about what's going on over there.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are just an explosion of information.
We are, and we want our residents to be informed, and we're trying our best to make sure that we get all information out, and WCHL has been a great partner, so thank you.
Well, hey, thank you very much. And you're in here, I'm assuming you have a piece of paper in your hand, so
I do.
You want to tell us a joke?
Yes, I've been commissioned for the joke of the day.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Carla Banks. If you like it, then you can give me the credit. If you don't, it's her fault.
Well, here we go. The manager of a large office asked a new employee to come into his office. "What is your name?" was the first thing the manager asked.
Mm-hmm.
"John," the new guy replied. The manager scowled. "Look, I don't know what kind of namby-pamby place you worked at before, but I don't call anyone by their first name. It breeds familiarity, and that leads to a breakdown in authority," he said. "I refer to my employees by their last name only. Smith, Jones, Baker. That's all. Now that we got that straight, what is your last name?"
Mm-hmm.
The new guy sighed and said, "Darling. My name is John Darling." The manager said, "Okay, John. The next thing I want to tell you."
You know, I was in high school with a guy whose middle name was Darling.
Oh.
Seriously.
Okay.
And his name was John, too.
Okay, well.
Well,
there you go.
I don't think
names that lead to jokes.
I don't think he thought it was very funny either. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Ron.